Country 102.5. Jackson and Rachel Womack. All right, let's talk about pageant life.
Okay.
So you didn't do it as a kid. You weren't the Honey Boo Boo.
No, I wasn't.
But you did do it at what age?
College.
Oh, college years.
I was 20 and 21. So I competed in my college pageant for two reasons. To pay for my college because it's a scholarship pageant.
Okay.
I found out. And then because I realized they had a talent portion and I've always been an attention hog, and so I'm going to perform any chance that I get. And I
so was your like, talent well, obviously was you with a guitar and singing?
Or just actually, no guitar? So no. In high school, I played the marimba.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the marimba.
Yes. So in high school, I played the marimba, which for
explain
the
what that is real quick.
If you
yeah.
don't know, it's like a big xylophone. And so I played it with four mallets, and then I had a little lapel mic. So I would sing.
How'd you play with four mallets? Do you have like two hands and two feet? Were your feet like bare feet holding like mallets? You're banging
Michael
on them?
Jackson. I had, two in each hand.
That's amazing.
And, well, it was like what I learned to do in high school. Like it's a thing.
Yeah.
And so I ended up winning my school pageant and won their talent portion as well and went on to compete in Miss Alabama, which I was like,
that's wild.
Yeah. And, you know, not being raised in pageants and being a musician, very laid back, like I'm not quite the pageant type, I guess you'd say.
I mean,
but I'm
in
really
our room
real.
Right now, out of the four people that are in here, if somebody were like, who's the pageant type? I think they'd pick you.
I think they'd be like, that's thank you.
Rachel Womack. But then when you're in going for Miss Alabama,
I
you
won
also
overall.
Met.
The- oh, yes, yes. So I met the girl, Hannah B., who was on The Bachelor, and
she's the new Bachelorette last night.
Now
it just
she's
debuted.
The new Bachelorette, which I missed it last night because I was playing a gig, but I can't wait to rewatch it on my Hulu. So I heard that my bestie, she texted me last night and she was like, oh my gosh, Hannah B killed it. And I'm like, well, of course she didn't. I was like, okay, tell me, you know, what's up? And if you have not watched it yet,
yeah, give it up though. That's all.
Tune
good.
Out. but she apparently a guy had a girlfriend up until like the Friday right before the show, and her friends like told her that he had a girlfriend, and she was like, "Listen, you're going home." Like she was like, "You do not have a girlfriend 3 days before the show."
Break up and then expect to get with me for the rest of our
yes.
lives.
And I was like, heck yes, like take ownership.
Cool.
And she just sent him home. And so even at like the rose ceremony, like all the guys were like so respectful. And I'm just really excited.
I'm happy for her too.
I'm
telling you, like I saw the preview and she looked like she's definitely taking charge, which is really
she
cool.
Is.
How was she in person? Like when you knew her?
She was very nice. So I didn't get a lot of quality time with her because there's, 50 girls in the pageant.
Yeah.
You're only there for a few days. But she was very, very nice as far as, you know, when I met her. And I think she also did a really good job on The Bachelor, too, in holding her own and being very authentic to herself. And I'm really proud that this season, I think, is going to be like a cool turning point, I think, for The Bachelorette because she's going to be like, very known as a strong woman who knows what she wants. And she's talked about on The Bachelorette or on The Bachelor how she struggled with perfectionism and how she struggled with anxiety. And I think a lot of girls that have been through the pageant world just kind of get that. Like, and even in my industry, like just being so flawless. And I like that, you know, she's going to
she's calling
be
that
her
out.
Genuine self.
Yeah.
And they're talking, they're like, you know, she's taking off the crown and like going to be
taking off that crown and dating 50 dudes at once. That's pretty awesome. All right.
So I hope she finds her man.
She will, but they'll break up a week later. Hot list next.
All the boats I'm in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.